When we come back, we're going to catch up with Susan Dannenberger from Dannenberger Family Vineyards and find out which wine she has paired with the marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon for our segment that Elliot pretty much created called Binge and Uncork. More after this on 720 WGN. I'm not sure if it's the music that's making me happy or having Elliot Serrano in studio with us. A great show, but I know that one of the things that's making me really happy right now is having Susan Dannenberger on the line with us. How are you doing tonight, Susan?
I'm good. A little chilly, but good.
A little chilly. That's because you were in Florida. That's why you changed your entire body temperature by leaving the state.
Had to celebrate my son's 21st birthday.
Oh, that's so much fun. Excuse me for just one moment, Susan. I need to check in with the newsroom to see what we've got coming up on our half-hour news break. One second. Pardon me. Hey, Rob, what's coming up? I was thrilled to hear that story that we were talking about last night about the young girl in the suburbs. She'll be able to use medical marijuana.
That's definitely the right decision. Yeah,
absolutely.
Coming up at 11:30, Patty, Governor Rauner defending his amendatory veto of legislation related to a revamped education funding formula. And Donald Trump apparently is healthy physically. Those details and more coming up at 11:30.
Well, hopefully we are all healthy physically and the other in doubt. I think.
Notice how I emphasized the physically.
It did. It was like a dangling sentence.
I left a dangle on purpose.
Well, one of the ways I keep myself sane is these wonderful conversations we have about what wine to pair with perhaps some of the series that you are watching. A lot of people, you know, find a show that they like on Netflix and Amazon, and it might be a broadcast. Like, I binge-watched Scandal, and once you start watching a show you like, you have the opportunity to watch them all in a row. Some I watch a bunch of, sometimes I don't have as much time. So far, Susan has done an amazing job of pairing wines for the right mood, the tone, and this is such a fun adventure with you, Susan. It really is.
It is an adventure, and this last one I was just mesmerized by the colors and the music and the comedy.
Well, and the wardrobe, the set pieces, those cars. There's so many layers to it as well. And the relationships.
I was so excited that they won the Golden Globes. I was so shocked. I mean,
it's a well-written show. Did you watch the series Gilmore Girls?
Yes.
So it's the same creator.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes. So you, that kind of quickness, that sort of brassiness of your lead character has that, you know, this sort of life-changing event. Yes. Yeah. She's is it Sherman Palladino? Amy Sherman Palladino, I think is her name. Nick D's probably screaming somewhere because I can't think of it off the top of my head because I'm a big fan of the creator of that series as well as the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which again is available on Amazon.com. And yeah, I wasn't sure because I had not seen a single episode and I was nervous. I was telling Elliot that it's hard to watch a show that's about your career. And so, I mean, like I said, when we spoke last, it's like watching Sideways, perhaps, you know, watching people talking about wine all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like that, you know, but I think that this is well done. I particularly like the relationships and how things unfold. And again, watching this period piece too. Don't you think?
Watching the happiness at when she does great, and then watching like the sadness when she doesn't do so well, it was really enlightening and kind of terrifying. I don't know how you do it.
Well, her first time on stage. Well, I was actually talking to someone about this last night. That's the hard thing for a lot of comics, for anybody in any career that you're in. If you have these exhilarating moments, you're kind of chasing. You know how good something can be. I guess it's like that in relationships, perhaps, you know, in physical situations. You're always chasing that thing that you had once that you know how great it can be, and then when it's the complete opposite, the gut wrenching failure. That's something that you're afraid of. That you try to avoid that. And so you have to learn how to live in between those moments because most of your life is in the middle of greatness and failure.
It's true. Everyone does it in their career every day. You're right.
It's it just intensified when somebody's on stage, I think, because, I mean, if you have somebody that you like, I rarely bring anybody I know to my shows anymore. Well, one, Elliot has seen everything I've done repeatedly. You've seen my show like a dozen times.
Yes. Oh, but it's never the same show twice.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you. And there are times when you do something new that I might not have heard before, and you'll do something that I've heard before, but you do it kind of in a different way.
Well, that's to keep it fun too. I think performers have to keep it fresh for themselves, and that's what you do as well, Susan. With the wines that you create, do you do that where you're like chasing something, but you also know for yourself to keep it fresh and new that you have to create something different.
It's so true. It's either competitions or just hearing people's reactions in the tasting room, and you're always almost biting your lip to see which way it's going to go.
And it's
like being on the ledge.
It is like being on the ledge. And in the same way with comedy, you'll notice when she's doing material that she thinks is going to work, or you're like, the thing that you love is hard to find out that maybe everybody else doesn't love as much.
That's exactly right. Oh my gosh.
Welcome to comedy.
Are you both sharing a moment? Should I leave right now?
No, you know what it's like, Elliot. You're an artist, and even in the work that everybody does, whether or not you realize it, you have those moments that you're just so proud of, and nobody else gets it. And then, so you have to persevere. You have to hang in there, and that's what it takes to succeed. It's not, what is it, the isn't there Winston Churchill, that's not, the failure will not kill you, and greatness does not last? Isn't that one of the things?
Yes, it's true. Although I like Will Smith's saying. He goes, fail often, but fail forward.
That's a good way to put it. Have you seen every episode of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
I did, and I wish season 2 was out already.
See, that's the problem with plowing through something. Like, The Crown was great because have we done The Crown?
No, we have not done The Crown.
Have you seen The Crown?
I just started watching it a few nights ago.
Okay, excellent. So we're good. We're good to go on that.
You were just talking about Winston Churchill, and I was like, ah.
So let's stay on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel first. So what did you think, initially, when you kind of knew that it was going to be maybe in nightclubs or about this woman in the 50s and 60s? Like, did you have a first impression of what you might pair, what wine you might select?
Well, at first I was thinking, it's going to have to be... Well, first of all, I was worried, there's not going to be any wine that's going to work with this, because it's going to be all, like gin. And but then watching her and her mother,
yes,
they would go into the kitchen and they would pull that bottle out and they would and they would toss it back and then, okay, I'm ready. And I was like, I know it's perfect for this. It's so perfect.
Ooh, I'm excited. What did you go through? A couple different
styles. Yeah, I had to try. I tried a couple reds, and I was like, no, it doesn't work, because this wasn't a big red type of show. I mean, in the generation, it wasn't like that. And I have support style. We call it frustration. And it's not on our list. It's very limited. I've done it twice. And so I had to go, I think there's only like 6 cases left of it, and I had to go pull it out. And it's,
okay, hold on. Are we making you like violate some rules or something?
No, I think she's going. She's dipping into her stash.
Yeah, I was dipping into the stash exactly. In the little, like a little glass, because you have to have like a sip it. It's a big, very high in alcohol. You can only have like one little cordial of it, and it's super. So the Manischewitz they would do back in the day would have been like that sweet, syrupy, kind of high alcohol. And I was like, that's what it needs. It needs that port. It needs a port. It needed that. It just really did.
I love it, because it seems like it's something clingy, even though she's clinging on to hope for finding a new life after she's kind of been devastated by her husband. And by the way, let me address something. Well, let's talk about when we come back. We have to run into a break in the news. Do you mind hanging out for another segment after the news?
No. Great.
Excellent. And I just got very excited because we're talking about stand-up comedy, and one of my very good friends, an incredible comedian named Pete Lee, is on Jimmy Fallon right now. So I'm so excited for him. I know he's in, I believe he taped this yesterday, and he's in Omaha, Nebraska tonight or somewhere in the Midwest. So congratulations to our very good friend of the show, Pete Lee, on his second appearance on Jimmy Fallon. More after this on 720 WGN. We were hanging out with Susan Dannenberger first for Binge and Uncork. This week, Susan has been pairing a wine with the Amazon series The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which follows the career of the life of a woman who thought she had everything she wanted. She had a great New York apartment. She had kids. She had a husband who was successful. And then things kind of fall apart. She was always kind of brassy. By the way, you know what bothered me, Susan? And not like about the series, but about my own life, was that I kind of wish I had given a speech at my own wedding, too. You know, but for me, it was.
I would love. You could do it now.
It was funny because everybody thought that I would because I'm a stand-up comic. But I just thought, the expectation would be too weird for me was why I didn't do it. But if I had it to do over again, I would do it the way the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel did.
You did.
I would do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was. Elliot, what did you think of it?
He hasn't had a chance.
I don't have Amazon Prime, so I have not been able to watch it yet.
I know, but I know he's going to watch The Crown because Matt Smith is in it.
Yeah, and I have Netflix.
And he has Netflix, and that's going to be exciting. So I'm looking forward to that. So you said that for this one, you have paired it with a port wine?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it down.
Frustration.
Which is so perfect.
Frustration, yeah.
I love that.
Sounds like my love life. I'm sorry.
What? Well, that's what's great about it is that there's such a richness to a port and a sweetness, too. So you have this sort of like, an enchanting blend.
The best of both worlds.
Yes. I love that. Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see how this series unfolds. I think one of the weird things for me is it was weird that she gets to hang out with Lenny Bruce, which for comics, you know, it's a wonderful sort of capturing a history moment in comedy. And yeah, I love the layers of sort of brassiness. Again, like I said, she just does a great job with this series. Don't you think?
So. I mean, part of these characters were real. I'm assuming, is she based on a real character?
Not that I know of. I would think that she's kind of an amalgamation. I mean, Phyllis Diller was married with five children, I believe, when she started her career a little bit later in life, but always kind of felt like she wanted to do something like that. I would say a little bit of Joan Rivers, maybe, you know, even though Joan Rivers' relationship fell apart later in life. But no, not, as far as I know, there isn't. Unless it's somebody who just never made it, I don't know of somebody that this would be based on. But maybe we'll find out. I'll have to do a little bit of research on that. But, her sort of adventure into stand-up comedy, her first time on stage when things are falling apart, you know, I've seen that actually is not that's not out of the ordinary. There's, you know who Tig Notaro is? Tig Notaro had a moment on stage. She was already an established comic, but her turning point was being very like sort of open on the day that she found out she had breast cancer. So she had this very life-changing moment and went right to the stage. And that kind of broke things open for her. So there are performers who I think have those kinds of life-changing moments in their careers.
Like a phoenix.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, they find a way to rise from the ashes. And then, you know, if they have a glass of port in hand, that works out too. So I think
she obviously imbibed a little bit. So.
Yes. Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah. I love when she's like trying to, you know, she's trying so many different ways to go at it, and whether it's like physical or with her friends, and try to, you know, she's always taking notes, always trying to find that angle. And the bartender cracks me up too at the nightclub at the Gaslight.
Oh, her manager?
Yes.
She was wonderful.
Yeah, she's really good. She's actually I believe she's in the pilot episode of Gilmore Girls, and maybe two episodes. She was supposed to play, if I recall correctly, Suki St. James's character. Instead of Melissa McCarthy, it was supposed to be that actress, but she was under contract for another series, so they weren't able to lock her down. Do you remember the woman who played the harp?
I could see that.
Yes, she played the woman who had the harp in the lobby of the inn, not the Dragonfly, but the first inn that Lorelai manages. And she was like kind of cranky and always pushing the harp around and telling people to get out of her way. That's the same actress. So it's just kind of, she's kind of perfect in this series. So The Crown, I think, is our next series, because I have to know what to drink with The Crown. It is so, there are some episodes, I'm not all the way through. I go back and I watch some of them because I'm like, I have to do research while I'm watching the series, Susan. I'm like, wait a minute. What did Philip do with the Nazis? Wait a minute. What happened with King Edward? What's going on now? Are you doing that at all with The Crown?
Oh. oh, yeah, it's fascinating to see it from that perspective instead of reading it from a history book. It's already kind of like, I need to like relook. I had to look a few things up to be reminded of how it was. It was really exciting.
It is, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you have in mind for that. Now, Elliot, are you going to watch The Crown?
Oh, definitely watch The Crown, because, of course, you know what a big fan of Matt Smith I am.
Oh, he's so good.
And, you know, and we did watch that first episode together.
Oh, that's right. We did watch that first episode.
You guys introduced me to it, and I was like, wow, this is actually pretty good.
It gets better. That was just the first episode where they get married. And Claire Foy is wonderful. All the actors. And I mean, John Lithgow as Winston Churchill.
Oh,
he's so
perfect.
Yeah, he's very, very good. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Now, Michael, before we let Susan go, I just want to make sure we're not missing any texts for our Binge and Uncork segment, which is every Friday night. Susan Dannenberger from Dannenberger Family Vineyards she tips back a glass with us and tells us what we should pair with a series we're watching, a type of wine that maybe helps you set the mood. And it's been so wonderful to share this with our listeners and to do this with you, Susan. It's so much fun.
Oh, it's been lots of fun.
And you have a
scanning my horizon.
Me too. In both the series that we're watching and with sort of thinking about what you're consuming. We were talking to a whiskey ambassador. We were talking about like there's the thing about doing it this way, about knowing what you're drinking, is that you're more conscious. You're kind of connecting with the wine rather than drinking sort of like, you know, I'll just keep, you know, just unconsciously.
Just keep picking up a glass and kind of,
for no reason.
It.
Yeah, this sort of slows you down a little bit, helps you drink a little more responsibly, maybe, you know, sort of check in a little bit.
I don't need a reason.
Really enjoy and savor.
Exactly, enjoy and savor. And you have a great lineup coming up at the at Wine Rocks, don't you?
Oh, yeah, this weekend. I wish... It doesn't feel like it's that cold when you have good music and good wine and your friends hanging around with you.
That's such a good point. Are you still doing the open mic on Tuesday nights?
We have stopped that because it's so chilly. We're going to wait until spring. I miss it already, though. It's like fun and friends.
I'm so excited about that. Well, we are so happy to have you on and look forward to talking to you. Next week, again, we are going to do Binge and Uncork with The Crown. If you want to start watching it and you go, ooh, I want to know what she's going to pair it with, or if you're already watching the series, or even if you finished, you can go back and have a glass of Dannenberger Family Wines with that. Susan, have a great weekend. And the website is DannenbergerFamilyVineyards.com and at DFV Wines on Instagram and Twitter. Am I missing anything, Susan? I don't want to miss anything.
You guys need to just stay warm, that's all.
You too, my friend, you too. I look forward to seeing you soon. We'll definitely talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Okay, good night.
Thank you. And by the way, I am hoping that we can get down there for a field trip. I know we've been talking about it at the station. We need to get a bunch of listeners down to Springfield, go check out the Capitol, and then make our way over to your to the vineyards and take a tour.
Oh, field trip, yeah.
Yeah, bring the news guy, too.
The adult field trip.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob has to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, we're all in. Have a great night, Susan. Take care and say hi to your family for me.
Good night.
Good night.